Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast, April 26, 2021. So as you know, I bought some new golf clubs, but I thought it was interesting. The first question the guy asked me when he told me, well, you know, I walk in the store, he's like, hey, can we help you? What do you help for? First of all, the guy, Jeff, this guy's on the phone. He's running around. He's busy, right? Got another guy in the back hitting balls on the simulator, working with another guy, checking things out. Jeff's running back and forth. He's on the phone. He's checking this, talking to me, talking to another guy, talking to another guy. I'm like, okay. Everybody's like, I said, I need to get some clubs. Okay. First question he asked me, do you have brand loyalty? Which I thought was interesting.
That is a very interesting question. I guess I'm not surprised, but that is very interesting. Okay, go ahead.
I said, no, I don't. I don't care what. Because my old clubs were Nikes. They don't make them anymore.
Right.
They're out of the golf business.
Even if you wanted to be brand loyal, you couldn't in this case.
Right. But I thought that was an interesting first question, so it got me thinking, am I brand loyal? And it depends on what we're talking about. So I was going to ask you about your brand loyalty. Are you loyal to any brand, particularly starting with golf equipment?
I am with golf equipment. It's funny that you bring that up. I am brand loyal to Cobra Irons.
Are you?
I am. Many years ago, so this goes back 25, 30 years ago, Cobras, I think they, you know, at the time they were kind of new. Greg Norman was promoting them and all that stuff. And I got the King Cobras, and I loved them and hit them for a long time. And then when it was time to get another set of irons, I hit them around, tried some out. And this is kind of a funny story because it was here in Green Bay where it was the old golf shack. Terry Fitchett used to own it. And one of our colleagues, Bill Scott, and I were working, and we went down there, and we did a bunch of stuff for him. And as kind of compensation, he let me pick out a set of clubs, and Bill Scott pick out a set of clubs, and they were ours. And we hit them all, tested them all, and I eventually chose a set of TaylorMades and went out and played about 10 rounds with them and couldn't hit them worth a hill of beans. Bing, bing, here, there, whatever. I boxed them up and shipped them to my dad. He plays with them today. To
really?
This date.
Okay.
And I went back to my old King Cobras until I bought my current set of Cobra clubs. So, yeah, in fact, in between there, I tried a set of Callaway X20s, I believe they were called. Mm-hmm. Didn't like those. Took them back after I bought those. Took them back, tried to play with them. And I don't know if it's a psychological thing or actual fact, but yes, I took them back and I got the current set of Cobra irons that I'm hitting right now.
So if you went to buy new clubs, you would look for Cobras first.
It would probably be Cobras. And I don't know if at this point it's gotten to be a psychological thing or what have you, but if he asked me, if Jeff asked me if I walked into Mr. Golf, and if I'm brand loyal, I'd say Cobras.
Interesting. What about shoes or anything like that when it comes to golf shoes? Or
you know what? I don't wear golf shoes anymore. I just wear my tennis shoes.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I just wear my tennis shoes now for golfing. I might get a pair of shoes that are spikeless. I've never had spikeless golf shoes before, but I had a golf pro tell me that golf shoes are kind of a gimmick, except for if you play early, if there's like dew.
If it's wet.
But if you go out in the middle of the afternoon on a sunny day and it's not wet or anything like that, your tennis shoes are just as good as golf shoes.
Okay.
And so with that, for comfort, with the fact that I try to walk as much as I can when we're playing, I just use my tennis shoes. But I am loyal to tennis shoes, which would be one of two brands, Asics or Nike.
Okay.
How about you?
What about golf balls?
Golf balls, not so much.
No. Used to be, didn't you?
Did
you used to play Titleist all the time?
You know what? I wouldn't say necessarily. I mean, I've hit Titleist NXTs, Pro Vs. I'm loyal to the more expensive brand. Let's say I don't hit a top flight, and I don't like to hit. I don't hit top flights, and I don't hit pinnacles or pinnacles, and I probably don't hit the lower end. You know, because these big name golf companies like Titleist makes a low end golf ball too. That's probably just like the top flight,
right?
And I won't hit those, but I'll hit whatever.
Yeah. He threw out. I just bought some Callaway, so I'm hitting those.
Yeah, you bought.
It's funny because I was, you know, looking around for golf balls the other day too, and I found, you know, a Nike, found a Titleist, couple Titleists, and a Bridgestone. So now I got a couple different ones in my bag, but it's like because I bought that whole big bucket of Callaways.
Right.
So he's using those.
And it's funny though. I mean, I am picky. I am picky when I find golf balls. Like if you go into the woods, let's say, and you're looking for something, and you find a golf ball, if it's a pinnacle or a max fly or a top flight, you're likely to drop it and leave it right there in the woods.
Right.
Where if it's a Nike or a Callaway or a Titleist, you're likely to you're gonna take it, right?
Absolutely.
But I will still say this though, because like a Nike Warbird or something like that. That's like the lower end. I won't take that per se. I might take them now that Jackson's playing and bring them in and put them in Jackson's bag. But I won't hit like a Warbird.
Yeah.
Or
a couple of pinnacles the other day.
Right.
I just left them.
Right. But if you find a Titleist DT Solo or something like that, that's the lower end. I'm not playing that one. You know, it all depends.
Interesting. I used to be loyal shoe-wise to, like, Nike, but I don't really care that much anymore. Whatever's more comfortable. Shoes have gone in a weird direction, and they're much lighter. You know, I'm talking about, like, tennis shoes or things like that. They make them with much lighter material now, but they're not as sturdy to me, and the jury's still out with me as far as how I like some of them, because they don't feel as comfortable over time. You can wear them for a while, and my feet start aching.
Yeah.
One thing I've always had an issue with shoes is the arch. I've got a really big arch in my foot, and I can never find shoes that have the big enough arch. So anyway, but
brand loyalty is funny, and it's not just in, like, you're talking about shoes, golf clubs, golf balls. Obviously, this is a sports station, but I mean, it's in everything, and you try to get kids. You know, I always thought before I had kids that this whole organization that tried to fight advertisers targeting kids, you know, because you try to target kids at an early age, not only just because they want for the latest toy or what have you, but brand loyalty starts at an early age, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And kids have a lot of influence over their parents in what they buy. It's true. Whether you think you're going to be that parent, say no to your kids, you're going to buy this over, buy X over Y or what have you. Kids have a tremendous influence over what parents buy. And I never really believed that until you have kids and you see things that they repeat that they've seen on TV or they're out in public someplace. You know the story. I've told it a billion times. The Taco Bell power play at the Green Bay Gamblers.
they still say it, right?
They say Taco Bell power play. That's how they got turned on to Taco Bell. They would never in their right mind. I mean, how else are they going to say, Mom and Dad, I want to go to Taco Bell?
Right.
You know, we hadn't been to Taco Bell in the longest time until we were taking a road trip, and the kids wanted to stop at Taco Bell. And it's because of the Taco Bell power play. So the Gamblers, doggone you Gamblers. But you know.
Gotcha.
All that
gotcha.
Stuff. But brand loyalty is huge in it, and it spans the spectrum. And there's probably a lot more things that we're, you know, brand loyal to than we think of or admit. And I will say this, and I think, and I don't know how you view this, but I know Mrs. Rookie and I are on the same page too with this, and it's a little bit different. It's a different kind of loyalty rather than brand loyalty, and that's because when the media business that we're in, you know, Mrs. Rookie and TVS and radio, I'm loyal to the people that advertise on our radio station or Mrs. Rookie's TV station. Because, you know, indirectly, they support our livelihood, right? Without the advertising dollars, we don't earn a paycheck. She doesn't earn a paycheck and so forth. So I'm really kind of client loyal when it comes to a lot of things, too, here with the radio station or Mrs. Rookie's TV station. I think of all the things that we've had done to the house or bought because of advertisers, the tiling in our master bathroom because Majestic Tile sponsored Green Bay Game Day for the longest time, the roof on our home because they were a sponsor of Mrs. Rookie's show, you know, and the list goes on and on.
The reason I went to Mr. Golf,
Brian, kind of going full circle to the way this whole thing started. You went to
the reason I went there in the first place.
You went to Mr. Golf because they've done sponsorships on the fan in the past.
Gone to a sporting goods store or whatever,
right?
Probably paid the same or maybe probably not less because I mean
it's harder.
I feel like I got a pretty good deal on it, even though they were still expensive. It's what you got to do. So, but that's absolutely the reason I went there. So. Depends on what it is as far as my loyalty, you know, different products, toothpaste, for example, that kind of thing, I don't really care so much about.
Which is kind of funny because I'm a Colgate guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never have been. I've always been more of a Crest person.
No. But see, that's all the time. Boom. Colgate.
That's funny. But to get back to the original question, when it came to... But it's funny now that I have the irons, I'm like, okay, now I got to get a Callaway bag. I got to get, you know, got to keep it all.
You don't have to, but you want to be sponsored by Callaway.
I had Nike clubs. I had a Nike driver, Nike three wood, Nike a bag, used the whole thing. So now I got to switch over to Callaway, but not really because I've already purchased a driver and three wood.
You did?
Way, yes.
You must have done that during the show.
No, I did it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
All right. Are they already in the bag, or are they soon to be
for
delivery?
Ordered them. Yeah. Ordered them.
Are you going to tell us? Are you going to tell us now what you got, or are you going to wait till they come in and tell us?
I'll tell you now. I'll tell you, and whoever wants to listen to our podcast, I bought something that I never thought I would, but I bought a BombTech driver. And three woods.
A BombTech. Never heard of them. What is that?
BombTech. You'll find out. It's the BombTech. Callaway. It's not. Whatever.
Is that the brand?
Yeah.
What do you do? Buy it off the Golf Channel with all their gimmick things? I've never heard of it before.
Well, kind of. I saw it online and. I was able to get a driver and a three wood for like $300 instead of paying $300 for one and four and another $200 for the other.
Well, we'll find out if the BombTech is really good or if this is a BombTech of a purchase.
Well, and here's the other thing. I get 60 days to try it out. If I don't like it, I can return it and get my money back.
All right.
So that was another factor, too. And then I did some research on it and looked at some reviews, and they're like, man, you may have never heard of it, but you got to give it a shot. So
interesting.
I'll take it's worth a shot.
All right.
So I'll let you know when it's out for delivery. And that'll be part of the Bill and Rookie experience. Hopefully you'll be tuning in when you hear those three magic words. But you have to start at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.